Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, February 2nd, 2025.
Guinea-Bissau's Digital Change Plan. On February 1, 2025, Prime Minister Rui Duarte de Barros unveiled an exciting digital change plan in Bissau, the capital of Guinea-Bissau. This bold initiative aims to ignite economic growth, enhance information handling, and improve government services for all citizens. Recognizing the urgent need for upgrading, the government is determined to elevate living standards through technology. The plan will introduce innovative tools like e-governance platforms and digital health records, making essential services more accessible. While challenges such as limited infrastructure and funding issues may arise, this strategy represents a significant leap toward a digital and inclusive future. What could this transformation mean for the daily lives of the people in Guinea-Bissau?
China's financial market update. On February 1, 2025, Wu Qing, head of the China Securities Regulatory Commission, emphasized the urgent need to stabilize China's financial market and rebuild investor trust. He highlighted that the government is prioritizing better access to capital for leading tech companies. Since the introduction of financial support measures in late September 2024, the blue chip CSI 300 index has surged over 20%, reflecting a positive market response, although it has since lost more than half of those gains, signaling ongoing instability. Wu also pointed out that international investors are seeking clarity on U.S. trade policies, particularly those from former President Donald Trump, who recently imposed tariffs of 10% on goods from China and 25% on imports from Canada and Mexico. This uncertainty is shaking market confidence. Furthermore, Wu noted a shift in China's capital markets from broad growth to targeted support for key technologies, aligning with President Xi Jinping's vision of transforming China into a financial powerhouse. Despite the size of China's stock and bond markets, concerns remain about inadequate support for innovation, as many listed companies lack the technological content needed to drive progress.
Iran's IRGC Navy reveals new missile base. On February 1, 2025, Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps Navy unveiled a formidable underground fortress designed to house hundreds of domestically produced anti-ship missiles. This significant event occurred in Tehran during a visit by Chief Commander Hossein Salami. The base can launch missiles that reach over 1,000 kilometers, allowing strikes on distant targets. Reported by state-run IRIB TV, this display aims to showcase Iran's military power and readiness. Commander Alireza Tangsiri highlighted that these missiles can be fired directly from the underground facility, enhancing their strategic edge. This demonstration is meant to influence the calculations of potential rivals and deter any missteps that could lead to conflict. Established after the Iranian Revolution in 1979, the IRGC is vital to Iran's defense strategy and has made notable military advancements. The unveiling of this missile base underscores the ongoing tensions between Iran and Western nations, especially the United States, raising important questions about regional security and international relations.
Humanitarian crisis in Gaza. On February 1, 2025, Gaza's civil defense reported recovering 64 bodies, underscoring the devastating humanitarian crisis in the region. Nearly 50,000 people have died and over 111,000 have been injured since the conflict escalated on October 7, 2023. The Gaza Strip, a densely populated area along the Eastern Mediterranean, has faced immense challenges since the blockade began in 2007, leaving many residents homeless and struggling for basic needs. With storms approaching, hundreds of thousands living in tents and unsafe buildings are at serious risk. Unexploded bombs from military operations are scattered throughout the streets, endangering civilians. The international community and human rights groups are being urged to act swiftly to address this escalating crisis. As the situation evolves, the need for humanitarian assistance has never been more urgent. What will happen to those left behind?
New EU rules for safer online shopping. The European Union is rolling out exciting new rules to enhance online shopping safety, starting February 1, 2025. These regulations will hold e-commerce giants like Temu, Shein, and Amazon Marketplace accountable for selling unsafe products. Now these platforms must collect duties and taxes on goods before they enter the EU, shifting the responsibility from consumers to retailers. To streamline this process, a new EU customs authority will gather data from 27 EU countries, improving package inspections and identifying risks before shipments. As online shopping continues to expand, these changes aim to protect consumers and ensure products meet safety standards. However, they may also lead to higher costs for retailers, which could affect prices and availability. Overall, this marks a significant shift in online shopping, highlighting the importance of safety in the digital marketplace.
UK takes bold action against AI-generated child exploitation. On February 1, 2025, the United Kingdom made a bold move to tackle the misuse of artificial intelligence by introducing new laws against AI-generated child sexual abuse material. This groundbreaking legislation makes it illegal to create explicit images of children using AI, making the UK the first country to establish such specific criminal offences. The decision comes in response to alarming statistics from 2024, which showed a nearly five-fold increase in reports of child sexual abuse images, according to the Internet Watch Foundation. The law targets the possession, creation, and distribution of AI tools designed for this purpose, including AI-generated pedophile manuals. It also criminalizes the creation and sharing of deepfakes, manipulated media that misrepresents individuals. Yvette Cooper, the UK's Interior Minister, highlighted the urgent need to protect children from online predators who exploit AI to hide their identities and blackmail victims. These measures will be included in the upcoming Crime and Policing Bill, set for discussion in Parliament. This legislative action underscores the pressing need for stronger protections against child exploitation in our digital age.
Trump's new tariffs and their impact. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced heavy tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China, imposing a 25% tax on goods from Canada and Mexico, and a 10% tax on goods from China. This move aims to tackle drug trafficking and illegal immigration. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is urging Canada to respond with matching tariffs, emphasizing the need to protect Canadian resources. The Canadian Chamber of Commerce warns that these tariffs could hurt jobs and raise costs for consumers and businesses. John Botsella, president of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, stresses that disruptions in automotive trade, valued at about $300 billion, could threaten jobs and vehicle prices in the U.S. David McCall, president of the United Steelworkers Union, shares concerns that these tariffs could destabilize industries across North America. Overall, this escalation in trade tensions could have serious implications for U.S., Canada-Mexico relations and the economy as a whole.
Tragic Black Hawk helicopter collision. On February 1, 2025, a Black Hawk helicopter from United States Army crashed into a passenger jet during a training mission in Washington, D.C. This flight was part of essential government emergency plans to ensure operations during crises. The crew was conducting night training near the Potomac River when the collision occurred, resulting in the loss of three soldiers from the 12th Aviation Battalion at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, and 64 passengers aboard the jet. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth highlighted the crew's critical role in this mission during a press conference. "This incident raises serious concerns about the safety of military training in busy airspace. Approximately 100 personnel are stationed at the Raven Rock Mountain Complex, a secure facility ready to protect key officials during emergencies. This tragedy serves as a stark reminder of the risks involved in military training and the need to prioritize the safety of both military personnel and civilians."
Missile strike on boarding school in Sudza. A tragic missile strike hit a boarding school in Sudza, in the Kursk region of Russia, killing at least four people on February 1, 2025. This attack occurred amid rising tensions between Ukraine and Russia, with Ukraine's armed forces reporting that civilians were inside the dormitory, including those preparing to evacuate. By the end of the day, 84 individuals had been rescued or received medical help, with four in serious condition. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the strike, stating it highlights Russia's brutal tactics that lead to civilian casualties. In response, Russia's defense ministry accused Ukraine of launching a targeted attack from its territory, further escalating the conflict. The Kursk region has been a hotspot for military operations since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, resulting in thousands of civilian deaths. This incident underscores the ongoing humanitarian crisis, as both sides deny intentionally targeting civilians, despite the harsh realities on the ground. The international community continues to watch the situation closely.
U.S. tariffs on imports, a new economic battle. On February 1, 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump took a bold step by signing an executive order that imposes a 10% tax on goods imported from China. This move aims to protect American industries and reduce reliance on foreign products. The White House claims this new tax adds to existing tariffs, sparking significant pushback both domestically and internationally. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning emphasized that there are no winners in this economic battle, reaffirming China's commitment to its national goals. He Yadong from China's Ministry of Commerce pointed out that these measures hurt both countries and the global community. Additionally, the U.S. has imposed a 25% tax on imports from Mexico and Canada, along with a 10% tax on energy products from Canada. This protectionist strategy could lead to higher prices for consumers and provoke retaliatory actions from affected nations. What does this mean for your wallet? Stay tuned as these developments unfold.
Russian air attack on Ukraine. On February 1, 2025, Russian forces launched a major air attack on Ukraine, resulting in 15 fatalities and significant destruction of infrastructure. A missile struck a residential building in Poltava, killing 11 people and injuring 16, including 4 children. Emergency services managed to save 22 individuals from the debris. In Kharkiv, a drone attack claimed one life and injured 4 others, while 3 police officers were killed in the Sumy region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reported that Russian forces used missiles and drones during the assault. The Ukrainian Air Force confirmed that over 100 drones and more than 40 missiles were launched, with air defense units intercepting 56 drones. The attack caused extensive damage across regions like Zaporizhia and Khmelnytsky. Since March 2024, Russia has escalated its strikes on Ukraine's power sector, leading to temporary power outages. This ongoing conflict continues to attract international attention and raises concerns about geopolitical stability in the region.
U.S. push for elections in Ukraine amid ongoing conflict. The United States is urging Ukraine to hold presidential and parliamentary elections by the end of 2025 as the country navigates its ongoing struggle with Russia. This push comes as Ukraine seeks a ceasefire following the full-scale invasion that began in February 2022. Keith Kellogg, the special envoy for Ukraine and Russia under Donald Trump, stressed that elections are crucial even during wartime, as most democratic nations uphold this practice. While the Trump administration is working on a plan for a lasting peace agreement, details remain unclear. President Volodymyr Zelensky believes elections could be feasible if fighting stops and strong security guarantees are established. However, there are concerns that holding elections in such a volatile environment could lead to instability and allow Russian influence to disrupt the process. U.S. officials have discussed the election issue with Ukrainian leaders, but the Biden administration faces pushback, as elections cannot take place under martial law, which has been in effect since February 2022. The Kremlin, through spokesman Dmitry Peskov, claims it is unaware of the U.S. proposal. This ongoing conflict raises important questions about the legitimacy of Ukraine's current government and complicates the potential for peace talks.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.